Shalom Aleichem, Siddur's friends. This year should be a special schus for Yisagana ben Chana, Manus Mars Heron, Miriam Bas Chana, and for Yaakov ben Esther, Sarah Esther, Baruch Batzlacha, Baruch Maaseh, Yedehem, Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitl, and Simcha ben Echagitl. We're going to be learning a very interesting question based on the Sefer B'nei Re'enim of Agon HaGadol Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky in Siman Zayin. If you have an Isser Chamer Mesupak, an Isser Kal Vaday, what do you prefer? We all know that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula V'chai Behem, and therefore if you have to eat on Yom Kippur and all you have is an Avela, so you eat the Avela. The Gemara says Akala Kal Tchila, that if you've Tevel and Avela, Tevel is worse, Tevel is the Chiv Misa, so you eat the Avela. If you can eat more than a shear, less than a shear, you eat less than a shear. But what would be the din if a person has a case of Pikuach Nefesh and he has two plates? On one plate he has some very delicious nevela, has shalom, delicious at all, but it looks delicious for the guy. So on one hand plate he has nevela, and on the other plate he has a safik chaylev, safik shuma. So on the tzad that it's chaylev, what's the din? Kares. On the tzad that it's shuma, it's kosher. So here you have a vade yisr kal of nevela, it's only a lav. And then you have a savig yisr chamor. It might be chaylev, and it might be shuma. So which one should you eat? Similar case, two people are drowning. One person's a vade levi, and the other person's a safek kohen, safek yisrael. So a levi you save before a yisrael, but a kohen you save before a levi. So as I go with the vade levi, do I go with the safek kohen, safek yisrael? Do I take the risk? So that's the question. Do you take the risk, or you go with the vade? Taking the risk could be more or less than the vade. You don't know. By Isser, by saving someone's life, you don't know. Should I eat the vade nevela, which is less than chaylev, or should I go with the chaylev and hope that it's the suffix chaylev and hope that it's shuman? Should I save the levi, because I know he's better than Yisrael, for, like it says in Harias Yud Gimel, go with the levi first, or should I save the suffix Yisrael, because maybe he's a kohen? On Rosh Hashanah, there's a discussion at Daf Lamed Daled about if you have two places to go on Rosh Hashanah. You don't have a shofar, you don't have a minion. You can go to the place with the minion, which is a vadei minion, or suffix shofar. You go with the suffix shofar. But there it's Doraisa versus Darabanan. Shofar is Doraisa, and minion's Darabanan, so therefore you go with the suffix Doraisa. Those are two different categories, Doraisa versus Darabanan. But apparently that's not going to be poshet our suffix. Our suffix is you're both in the realm of Doraisa, just one is more chomer, one is more. One could also argue that that is poshet. You go. You go with the sub. You take the risk. You go with the suffix. One could say, no, there it's Doraisa Darabanan. Here we're dealing with both Doraisas. They're both Doraisas. Do you go with the suffix and hope that you'll be over on less? You won't be over on an Isser, or do you go with the Vaday in order that you're not over on a worse Isser? So we have a Gilui and then it's Siv and the Hamikdavar and Parshas Korach. There, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to light the Ketores inside and then go outside and stop the Magefa. And Aaron lit it outside. What's the Pshat? So the Netziv explains as follows. If you light inside, you're only over on one lav taking the Ketores outside. If you light outside, you're also over on the second lav of being Makdir outside. So Aaron said to Moshe said to Aaron, Mimruch mitoch ruach hakodesh, that the Nagefa hechel anegef, the Magefa already started, the plague started. So light it inside and then go outside. It's only one lav. But Aaron thought that Moshe was telling him Isvara that the Magefa started. He hoped maybe the Magefa didn't start. So he didn't actually light the Ketores. He risked being over on two lavim. Why? Because he'd rather risk go with the suffix that maybe he won't be over on anything, he won't have to light it at all, than be over on a Vada Yisr Kal. So better be over on a suffix Yisr Chomer than a Vada Yisr Kal, because maybe there'll be no Yisr at all. That's what we learn from Aaron. Now, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that Sfeikas are your Machmir, and Sfeikas only to Rabbanan, but Doraisa your Mekel and Sfeikas, no Shaila. If you have a Vada Yisr Kal and a Safik Yisr Chomer, go with the Safik. Why? Because Sfeikas is Lekulam in a Torah. But this Safik is only according to those Rishonim who hold that Sfeikas Doraisa is Lechomer. So the Safik Chomer is also in the realm of Doraisa. And the Vadei Kal is also in the realm of Doraisa. So which one do you go with? And even according to the Rambam, there'd be a suffix. If you have Yikbi Surah, if you have two Chatichas, and one is Chelev and one is Shuman, You don't know which is which, so that's Ikba Yisura. And Memela, even there in the according to the Rambam, we go Sveika, according to the Shev Shmait, so we go Sveika Min HaTorah. So Shaila is, do you do the Safik Yisra Chamur or the Vade Yisra Kal? And the Rosh Yosef, he brings the following question in Shabbos Klal Gadol Ayin Beis Amid Beis. His question is, when a guy forces a Jew to be over on one of two Asurim, either Melacha on Shabbos or Asur Nevela, which one should he be over on? Pashtus Nevela, Nevela is only alav. Shabbos is worse, Skila Karis. So the answer is no. Chil Shabbos, why? He says, because it's a malacha, shein etzrich legufa. It's like if a person does a malacha, he's not interested in the gufa malacha. He just wants to get it out of his way. Killing mazikin. So that's a malacha shein etzrich legufa. See, here also, he just wants to get rid of the guy, should leave him alone. So malacha shein etzrich legufa, he's pater. And that's less than an avela, which is the chi of malchus. And then he adds, but the Rambam passes like Rabbi Huda, Lachas Shein Tzrich L'Guf is Chayev. But even here you have a suffix, because maybe Lachas like the Rambam, maybe Lachas like the Rashba. And even the Rambam would therefore say, you have a suffix, here you have a suffix. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Sveikos of the Rabbanon, so you should be Mechal Shabbos, because the Rambam holds that Sveikos of the Rabbanon. So here the Rosh Yosef goes into Holam. This is really, we go Melach Shein Gufas Pater. So if it's Pasha that you do that and not the Nevela. And he says, what about the Rambam that you're Chayiv? No, the Rambam would say that since here there's a Suffolk, there's a Machlokas, and Sveikas are Lekula. So again, we're in the realm of Dirabanan. Because Suffolk Daraisim and Atorah is Lekula. It's only us are Dirabanan. So Vada, go with the Shabbos, which is only an Issa Dirabanan. So Shailas, why did the Rosh Yosef have to get into this whole lumdis? Say Pashut. Is the suffix, is the halacha like the Rashba, like the Rambam? And on the tzad, that the halacha is like the Rambam, and on the tzad, the halacha is like the Rashba, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. The answer is that the Rosh Yosef, you see from here, holds that if it's a suffix achamur and a vadei hakal, you don't do the Vade Akal. You don't do, excuse me, the Safek HaChomer. Because he doesn't just say, it's a Safek. So maybe there's a tzad that Melach HaSein Gufal is Pater. So, be Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't say that. Why? Because it's a Safek. And it's a Suffolk Achamor. Maybe he's being over on Chil Shabbos. Maybe we pass him like the Rambam. So therefore, the Rosh Yosef says, no, even the Rambam will tell you to be Mekel, because here it's only the Rabbanan according to the Rambam. But he doesn't just say that since it's only a Suffolk, do the Vade Akal. Because apparently the Rosh Yosef is holding the Rosh Yosef doesn't just say, excuse me, that if it's a Safek HaChomer, so go with the Safek, because maybe you're not being over an Isser. He doesn't just say, just do the Safek, maybe you're not being over an Isser, because it's a Safek HaChomer. The only reason he tells you to go with the Safek is because either way you're fine. First he says, Melach HaSein Yisrael Gufel is Pater. And then even if it's Chayav, but it's the Rambam. And the Rambam would tell you here to go Lekula, because it's only the Rabbanan, because the Safek is Lekula. But he doesn't just say that you're right, it's a Safek HaChamor, but don't worry about it, because maybe maybe there's going to be no isur at all. Maybe melacha shein tzeich leguf is pater. But don't do a vada, chas v'shalom, do the vada. He doesn't say that. Why? Because you see from here, that he would tell you not to do the suffix. Because the suffix is a suffix achamra. There's a sad you're going to be over on something very serious. And therefore, since you're going to be over on something very serious, go with the Vadei Akal. The only thing is here, there's another factor involved. Here, even the Rambam would tell you to go with the suffix. So you see from the Rosh Yosef that if you have a suffix kares like Shabbos and Kenegdo, you have a Vadei Malkus like Nevela, the suffix kares is still chamor. And therefore, go with the nevela. Unless you have an hour of circumstances where it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. And then there's a machokes in the Rambam and the Rash, but even the Rambam would say that here it's only the Rabbanah because of his suffix. So therefore, go with the Chil Shabbos. But in the absence of this factor, if you have a suffix chamor, can I get a vadai kal? The suffix karis is chamor, and therefore you have to do the vadai kal. In the Sefer HaMakneh, written by the Gaon Rabbi Eliezer Zussman Sofer, brought in the country in the name of called Kol Sofer, in this Sefer HaMakneh is a country's Kol Sofer from his brother the Machane Chaim. There he talks about this, and he says that if you have something that's a vadai lav and it'll be Makabel Malkus, and a suffix kares, you go with the suffix kares, because if it's suffix kares, he's not getting punished. But the vadei lav, he's definitely being makabel malchus. So he argues with the Rosh Yosef. He says, do the suffix kares, not the vadei lav. The Rosh Yosef seems to hold that you do the vadei lav, not the suffix kares. Suffix achamur is more than the vadei akal. You have to avoid the suffix achamur at all costs. We have a sugyan Shabbos that would bring be a raya possibly. Samach tes amid beis. Be a raya that better be over on the isser hakal vadei than a suffix isser chamur. The Gemara there says, Rav Huna says, if you're going in the desert, you don't know when Shabbos is, what do? So the Gemara concludes, every day you do exactly what you need. And on that day, how's it recognizable that it's Shabbos one day a week? And the answer is Kiddush and Avdalah. You count 6 days, and the seventh day you make Kiddush and Avdalah. But every day you do Kedei Parnassasa. Why every day do you do Kedei Parnassasa? Why don't on one day you do for all 7 days? And this way, maybe you won't be over on Melacha Shabbos at all. Mashenkein, if you do Melacha every day, then you're vadei over on Melacha Shabbos, that one day that's Shabbos. So you see that something that's a suffix chamor, i.e. doing Melacha, on one day for all 7 days, doing lots and lots of Melacha, and kenegdo, you have a davar kal, because there you would only one day of those 7 that you're doing Melachas Shabbos, you're only doing Melacha for 1 day. So you have a Safek Chamor, because this is there's a 1 in 7 chance that today's Shabbos, and there are going to be lots of Melachas, so it's a Safek if it's Shabbos, but it's Chamor because there are lots of Melachas. And there's a vadai where you're going to be doing every day exactly what you need for Shabbos, which is kal, because you're doing the less malachas. You do the vadai kal. You do every day what you need. And not the suffik achamer, one for 7 days. However, we can be docha this raya and say, no, there it's different. Because there, every day, you don't know when Shabbos is. So of course you should do melacha every day. Because you're right, you're over 1 day vadai, but this melacha is a tzarech pikuach nefesh. So every day you're cool, it's not Shabbos, and 1 day that is Shabbos, it's the tzarech pikuach nefesh. But when you do for 1 day for all seven, that day could be Shabbos. So it turns out you're doing malach on Shabbos, not for pikuach nefesh. Not tzorach pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is only what you need for today, not for tomorrow. So that's why you do every day exactly what you need. Because even when you do what you need, it's still pikuach nefesh. Mashen kein, in the case of seven, then you're not going to be doing it. There's going to be no pikuach nefesh involved. If that day is Shabbos, then you did melach on Shabbos, not for pikuach nefesh. In our case, where you have a suffik karis and a vela, they're both pikuach nefesh. So when you have one is pikuach nefesh and one might not be pikuach nefesh, so go with the pikuach nefesh case. Go do what you need to do to save your life. Not so bad to do a malacha to save your life. It's a mitzvah to do a malacha to save your life. And don't do malacha one for 7 days where it's not for pikuach nefesh. That makes sense. But when both pu'ulas will save you from pikuach nefesh, that's a different story. So you have a suffik chamor, it's pikuach nefesh, and a vadai kal, which is pikuach nefesh. There we have a suffik. Should I go with the suffik chamor because maybe it's heter, or should I go with the vadai kal? So there's a lot more said on this topic, and amidst Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, I hope to get to it in the next segment of this shir. Shiva bizocha lil maru lalamed lishmar v'lasa, so the kaim is called divrei salma torah, so be'ahava, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.